5 below. Get used to that. Riverton has 7. Rock Springs, 8 degrees. And 5 degrees in Sheridan.
I don't want to get used to that.
Well, I don't want to either.
So there.
It's all right.
No, it's not right.
I'm all right with it. I'm so happy to see snow. It is not even funny.
Well, you're right. It's not funny.
No.
You're absolutely right about that.
Oh,
Kathy Holman,
snow.
Prairie Wife in Heels, who is the dissenter this morning on our subject.
Good morning. Dare you to bring my attitude down. Come on, guys.
Oh. We're talking about New Year's resolutions, you know, and the big question is, do you make them and believe in them? Do you think they're inspiring, or you think they're just, you know,
wah,
I don't want to say stupid. I don't mean stupid. Yeah, waste of time. There you go. You know, what kind of resolutions do people make and do they keep them and all that kind of good stuff? So,
and we're taking phone calls. If anyone wants to call in, Steve Boyle, I am talking to you. Can you give the phone number, Miss Susan?
2650,000, 265-0000. And hang in if we don't answer right away. We might be in the middle of a conversation
or a tangent, depending on who it is. I wanted to throw out there to our regular listeners know that we usually record the show and then post it up on K2 Radio. And we haven't been doing that the last couple weeks because staff have been with their families that normally.
For
handle
the holidays.
That. Yes, which we totally understand. And same thing will be happening today. There will not be a recording. So lucky you if you caught us today.
Well, and Kathy and I are not competent enough to figure out the whole
thing. No, and frankly, with the state of my clothing and face today, I'm embracing the fact that I'm not on camera.
I'm all good with myself.
Mama's looking rough. Okay, New Year's resolutions. Let's do a poll. Do you or don't you? Roger.
Nah, I don't.
Okay, Frank?
Nope.
Susan?
Nope.
Does someone want to ask me?
Kathy?
They are totally my jam. I love making New Year's resolutions. It's my favorite thing ever.
So make your case, lady.
All right. So first of all, let's talk about what the definition of a resolution is, because I think this is what gets people. So according to Google,
our favorite source,
very valid. A resolution is a firm decision to do or not do something. Okay. So that would be, I'm going to lose 12 pounds. I'm not going to eat carbs. But it also says that this was not a specific one. I was just giving examples.
Right.
So it also says, though, that a resolution is the action of solving a problem. And to me, that's what New Year's resolutions are about improving my life. My resolutions are never, for me specifically, they're never, I'm going to lose 12 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
My resolutions are, first of all, kept to a minimum. It's usually, I'm going to improve my health, or I'm going to run a half marathon in under 2 hours and 30 minutes, or this year's was, I'm going to climb Pike's Peak. So I'll do something specific, but I won't say I have to go to the gym 3 times a week. I have to, you know, I do more general, I guess, resolutions. And I also, that word, I can never say that word the right way. Oh, that's a hard word on the radio. I try to pick a theme for the year. So 2 years ago, my theme for the year I wanted to focus on was feeling like I was enough. So the whole year, my focus was feeling like I was enough at the end of the day and working on that. This year's theme was let all that you do be done in love.
Okay. Well, from my spot here on top of the fence, I can tell you, I mean, I see the point of saying, hey, it's a new year, so it would be a good time to think about new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
I can see we're pinpointing that. You know, but as my friend Carolyn said on my Facebook page, though I appreciate those who set goals or make resolutions, I don't understand doing it at New Year's. I also don't believe in putting pressure on yourself to accomplish something or maintain a resolution.
I'm going to throw a red flag out.
Okay.
What is wrong with putting pressure on yourself for doing something? You should put pressure on yourself, or else we're all going to be stagnant and we're never going to be better and we're never going to find that joy and happiness we want. You need to put pressure on yourself.
Well, I guess it depends on what other pressures you've got going on.
Oh, but I still think it's good, right? Because that right there, if you are, I'm pointing, like maybe
we should
be videoing. I'm like bouncing around.
You should have seen my facial expressions a little while ago. I was thinking, I was like, I don't know about that.
Sorry. I think it's important. Like, I think if you, if your life is stressful and you're feeling overwhelmed, that should be the number one indicator that you need to make some changes. We've got the phone ringing. Do we dare answer it?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, hang on. Just
do
a
it.
Here. K2 Radio. This is Susan.
Susan, this is Steve Boyle of Culline.
Hey,
hello. Boyle. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
So Kathy called you out.
I did. Steve, how do you feel
about...
For
like a week.
I know. And I heard that other people were calling you out as well when you didn't call in.
Well, I had a few responses, yes.
I love our listeners. Can I just say that? All right, Mr. Boyle, I want to know, New Year's resolutions, do you, don't you? What do you think about them?
I do, but I never follow through.
Okay, so give me an example of a New Year's resolution that you have.
Just the basic, lose weight, be a better person.
Are you
go right back to my old self?
So first of all, I just want to.
It's not bad.
I want to help you feel better. Only 8% of people keep their New Year's resolutions.
Well, I'm in
so
there.
That should help you feel better. So do you keep them for like a couple weeks and then you find yourself falling back into old habits? Is that what the problem
is?
Like
the first day.
You can make it 24 hours.
I'm like Frank. It's the first day.
There you go, Frank.
Okay. See? So do you want to know what my thought is about that?
Well, sure. What
you're
happens
hear
if we tell
it
her
anyway.
No?
You're going to hear it anyway. Yeah, right? So here is something. It is a myth that habits become automatic. Mm-hmm. And this is a quote from Brendon Burchard, who is like a major, huge, high-performance person, gives lots of speeches. And he says that's the problem. People feel like, okay, if I can do this for 3 weeks or for 21 days, it's going to become easy. Mm-hmm. And the truth of the matter is you need to understand that making those changes, so Steve, like you were talking about being healthy and losing weight, there's always going to be something getting in your way. And you always need to keep in the forefront of your mind tricks that can help you get past that. So wanting to sleep in, or eating half the cake instead of the whole cake and things like that. So that is a trick, Steve, that's going to help you to not be the 8% this year.
Well, and don't they say it takes 21 days to form a habit?
Yes, but then you have to keep it. Yes, to change. I think that right there, Susan, is key.
On day 22, it's automatic.
Exactly. Right. And that's where I think people get frustrated and give up because they're going, okay, I ate healthy for a month. This isn't easy yet. Or I went to the gym 3 times a week. It isn't easy yet. It's not going to be easy because life's always going to get in the way of whatever goals you set. Mm-hmm. So that's where you need to have those tools in front of you and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do when this happens. You know, you got to have tools in your tool belt is what I use. Steve, are you still there?
You're talking like that.
Are you feeling fired up? Are you still going to try and do a New Year's resolution, Steve?
I can hear her. I can't quite hear you.
Oh. Sorry, is that better?
And that's as good an excuse as any to not follow this advice.
I think so. Maybe I'll give it 2 days instead of one.
There you go.
You know what, Steve? I will take that. I will take that.
Can you hear her better now?
Oh, I got you now.
Oh, okay. So you missed my whole lecture, darn it. Well, it was a good one. Well, I'm sorry that you missed the lecture, but really what I was telling you, Steve, is you can do this. And you can stick to it for more than 2 days. You just got to know what your stumbling blocks are and just keep on pushing forward.
All right, I got it.
Thanks for calling. Happy New Year.
You bet.
Thanks,
Happy
Steve.
Bye.
So, yeah, but, you know, my thing is, I guess, I understand what you're saying with all of that. I really do. But for me, to grandstand and say, I've got a New Year's resolution, and in the new year, I'm going to do this, that, the other. That's enough reason for me not to do it right there. You know, if I'm going to do something, if I'm going to make major change, I'm going to do it because I am ready to do it. And I'm not going to automatically be ready to do it on New Year's Day. And especially after you've been through the whole holidays and all the stress and you're trying to get, you know, whatever, that for me is not a time of clarity to look at my life and say, what changes do I want to make? I'm still trying to figure out, how do I get rid of all these cookies? And I'm going to take the decorations down. Are the kids got to go back to school? Did he get all these makeup assignments done? Oh, my husband's off and I've got to do all that, you know. Too much stuff going on right around New Year's. At some point, I will sit down and try to be quiet and look for the stillness and say, okay, what is it that I want to do with my life or change going forward. But it's not like, okay, in the coming year on New Year's Day, I'm going to do this. It just doesn't work for me.
What about you guys? Do you, so I totally get what you're saying, Susan, like 100%. For me, part of the reason why I love New Year's resolutions is my husband and I sit down, he calls it the budget meeting, bom, 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 which really is him saying, stop buying so much stuff on Amazon Prime or we're going to go broke.
Yeah.
But we kind of just have established that pattern for the last 15 years of marriage of sitting down and reflecting on not only our financial situation at the end of the year and what our financial goals are, but it of course bleeds into how are we doing as parents? What can we do to better balance our marriage? Are we doing all right with this and that and the other thing? Which then to me consequently leads to making those goals. Do you guys at all, Frank, Roger, do you guys sit down and do a year-end review situation, either just by yourself, like what Susan was talking about, or with your family? Does anyone do that? Am I weird?
I just think New Year's resolutions are lame.
Lame. I don't mind being lame.
Because I'm going to use a sports term.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In football, there's
dumpster
called
fire?
No, that's another one. Yes. New Year's resolutions are dumpster fires. So that in football, they have halftime adjustments, you know, how you're going to approach things differently in the second half as opposed to the first.
Mm-hmm.
What are you waiting for? Why are you waiting until halftime to adjust?
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the gym today.
Yeah.
If you want to lose weight, you should have thought about that 35 pounds ago.
What? Good point.
You could all do things you want to change your life. Why are you waiting?
I love that.
For New Year's Day?
You don't need,
I agree.
You don't need a deadline.
No,
just
you don't.
Just do it.
And that's why people are using, why don't you do it on the 4th of July? So you're waiting for New Year's Day to change your life? Really?
Okay.
That is so weak.
So here's
so weak.
We need to make a motivational podcast right now with Frank being like,
right, there you go.
Frank Gambino gets your life in order in one easy step. So I agree.
What a good slogan for some company. Just do it. Yeah.
Just do it.
Oh, that does sound familiar,
what an interesting
Roger.
Idea
that
for
is so
a slogan.
Weird. Yeah. An amazing campaign. Mm-hmm. I agree wholeheartedly, Frank. I think that if you're feeling motivated or if your life is imploding, it would be absolutely ridiculous to wait until the new year. That being said, how many people really have that self-awareness to see that that is happening before it happens?
Not many.
So
not me. All I'm trying to do in my life is make less mistakes. So if I were to resolve something, say, all right, I'm going to make less mistakes. So in any given year, I make about 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So say I make 999 next year.
Good job.
I've improved.
Agreed.
It's empty. It's hollow.
But I think that, you know, what you were talking about, Kathy, that sort of introspection, that sort of self-assessment is something that should go on a regular, continual basis.
Agreed. But for a lot of people, they don't. So that's why I think New Year's resolutions are maybe that kick in the butt.
Well, I would rather see somebody mm-hmm. form the habit of being able to kind of sit back and look at yourself on a regular basis.
Amen.
You know?
I could not agree more. Dan and I were actually, my husband and I, there goes his anonymous identity. My husband and I were talking about that last night because I've been, one of my goals last year, one of my New Year's goals that I stuck with, I guess I'm, you know, one of the 8% that sticks with it, was to do more self-help books. And I have found that reading them I hate, but listening to them on audiobook I love. And it used
that's a whole show right there.
I know. And I used to hate them. Like I thought they were are we allowed to say stupid? I'm going to say I thought they were the stupidest thing ever. But this year it has really, like, the impact it has had on my life to listen to. I've only listened to 4 this year, but it's been phenomenal. So I was listening to High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. I cannot recommend it highly enough. And one of the things they say,
she's laughing at my facial
expression. I am. We should be recording. It is a loss to our listeners that we are not recording this one.
Books.
It's by Brendan Bouchard. Phenomenal. Anyway, he says that every Sunday you should sit down and you should look at your last week and how it went, but not just look at yourself, but look at what you've learned from other people too. which I thought that was an interesting flip on it, was don't just keep on looking at yourself, yourself, yourself. Step out of that box and look at the other people around you and what they're doing and what you've gained from them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, he says it, but I have a problem with that word should.
Yes, agreed.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
So Dan and I were, my husband and I were talking about it last night, and we were saying that this is what going to church every week does for us. Because when we're in church for that hour, yes, you're listening to the homily and all of that, but it also is a quiet time where there's no phone, there's nothing else going on, and I often find myself looking over my week.
What's your time to be still?
Exactly. And often that message that's coming from the homily usually connects with me on some level, some message in there that then prompts me to think about what I can do better that next week. So I thought that was really interesting that we don't cognitively sit down and fill out a list or anything like that, but that time every Sunday has turned into that for us, and we've seen the benefit in our lives. And I'm not saying everyone should go to church. I'm just saying it was interesting for us to know.
For you, it serves that purpose.
Exactly. So I want to throw out there to listeners, be a little more reflective, because can you imagine if you stop every single week and think this was the good, this was the bad? Even if you don't spend half an hour or 50 minutes doing that, even if it's just 5 minutes, don't you think it would really? Susan's laughing. I'm waiting for her to tell me why.
I am laughing because my brain does that to me every night. Every night when I go to bed, it rewinds the day.
In an anxious way or in a productive way?
Because like, I think that's the difference. Today. Oh, I wish I had done that, and I should have done that. You know, I should have done this, and maybe, oh, and I forgot to do that, and maybe, oh, and tomorrow I got to do this, that, and the other thing. So, you know, I wonder why I don't sleep at night. It's because as soon as I become still, then my brain kicks in and tries to get into the act and tell me what was the day like and why was it that way and what I should be doing differently and what do I need to do tomorrow.
So that's a battle that I fight every day. This is a huge aha moment, though. Because you need to take that from anxiety.
Oh, no, I know I do that.
I know, but you need to take that from anxiety and figure out, okay, if I'm going to be doing this every night anyway, what tool is out there for me?
Oh, believe me, honey,
I'm working on it. That's good. That's huge. That's all you can do, right? Is keep on trying different things that can turn that into, I'm not a big fan of, like, a lot of people, I have a notebook next to my bed and I write down the things that are worrying me. And then that doesn't work for
me. See, and that works for me.
Good,
actually,
good. That's
then it gets
huge.
Good. My head and onto the notebook. I'm like, okay, I don't have to think about that anymore.
Maybe that's what you can work on, is doing that 3 nights a week, because I think every night a week is too overwhelming of a goal.
If I can't, you know, if I quit checking my email.
So here you go. This is what I love. Like, everything you're doing right now is what I love, because I think you can't beat yourself up about the choices you're making that you know are making your life hard. I think you need to just accept, okay, this is who I am. This is what I do. So now this is what I have to do to get away from that. So like me, I'm a phone addict. I am a phone addict. I'm raising my hand. If they had a 12-step meeting, I probably should go to it. It is a problem. It is embarrassing how much time I spend on my phone. And I justify that it's for the blog and it's for work and it's keeping in touch with my family, but I waste a lot of time on my phone. And so I have a new plan set up for how I'm only allowed to get on my phone twice in the morning and twice in the afternoon and twice at night, which still sounds like a lot, but that is nothing compared to what I usually do. And so
this
I have a plan. Yep. Do you know how many times I've caught myself picking up my phone and hitting that Facebook button? And as soon as I realize it, I have to put it down and go plug it in another room. Baby steps, right? You're not going to be there right away at the beginning, but just knowing it and being like, okay, this is what I have a problem with. I need to be easy on myself and not beat myself up about it, but accept it and then take baby steps to trying to fix it. Maybe checking your email for 20 minutes instead of 50. Maybe, you know, one less time a day. You're laughing. I'm trying to be helpful.
No. So I don't check it for 50, but it's, you're right. I mean, it's one of the last things I do.
And it's never going to get easy. It's never going to get easy. You're just going to get better at those tools that you have to not do it.
Okay. All right.
You can do it, Susan.
All right, Kathy. You can do it. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back with more on New Year's resolutions.